Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you are in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency.
Well, hello to you all. Even though that you're probably sitting there going, where the hell has this guy been? He hasn't put out an episode in forever. Where did he go? What's he doing? His phone doesn't work. Nothing happens. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, welcome to life. Welcome to life. That's all I could say on that one. Life happens when you're busy making other... No, how's it go? Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. I know others would know who the quote is, but I only ever know it from a movie. So life has happened and definitely happened. And a lot of times it's out of your control and there's nothing you can do about it, you know, until after the fact and you're going, oh, okay, this is where it is now. You know, I had an experience, what I thought was very, very interesting. I had taken a load out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, right? And during the trip of Albuquerque, New Mexico, along the I-40, there was a massive dip on the I-40 just outside of Gallup, New Mexico. It was just like right there. And it was still in the Arizona side. And the dip happened so hard that when the truck hit the dip, the breech articulating boom that I was carrying, which was 135 foot boom. I guess it was going out for a movie out there. For the rental company was renting it because they were going to film a movie out in Albuquerque or something like that. And as the truck hit it, with the way it was tied down and the way the hydraulic lines were routed, it went right by the basket and ended up, you know, pinching the line and cutting a hole in the damn hydraulic line and then spewing out hydraulic fluid everywhere. That really, 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 really sucked big time. It was like, oh, damn it. So one of the first or second loads for the company I was working for at the time, was kind of a scary situation because, you know, here you are leaking fluid down the highway, which is automatically DOT failure, cell, you know, out of service, anything leaking off of your truck. If your truck is leaking down the highway, it's like, oh yeah, dude, you're not going nowhere here. Just go ahead and pull over here and park. Yeah. No, you're not going anywhere. Oh, by the way, here's an out of service for your DOT numbers and park it until it's fixed by a mechanic. You know, and it's like, shit, how do you get out of that situation without destroying your DOT numbers that are brand new, by the way, and you don't want to end up messing up your DOT numbers? It's like, well, how the hell do I fix this? Okay, wait, vice grips. I got some vice grips. I can pinch the lines off and maybe stop the leak from leaking and yada, yada. Anyhow, I get all the way out to Albuquerque. And I had to think about that. Get all the way out to Albuquerque. And I end up talking to the guy. And it was in the morning time. It was like 6 a.m. I couldn't even make it that particular day when I was supposed to be there because I didn't have permits to drive through the state. I can only actually drive within the state of California. The truck was only registered to state of California. So therefore, every time I cross state lines, you have to pay for permits, fuel tax, registration, all that debacle. That sucks, especially when you're trying to make money. You're not really making money when you have to pay for money to make money. And every time you end up going from state line to state line and it's only a single trip use, that really sucks big time because you can't make any money that way unless you get the cab card registration and actually register the truck in all 48 states to drive across the country. Then you're legal. And then there's no problem. You can just drive right to the States and go right to the scale house. Otherwise, you pull in the scale house, they run your DOT number and go, hey, right, excuse me, sir, you don't have registration for the truck, so you need to pull over here and bring your registration in and let's have a chat. Usually that's what happens. Happens every time. So, get done waiting at the scale house forever just for them to tell me, oh yeah, you're okay, it's in the system that you're good to go, you know, hours later, about six, which destroys the time frame of driving from point A to point B within a 14-hour window, 11-hour drive time, and 8-hour break time of before you have to take a 30-minute break, you know, in the 70-hour clock, by the way. I'm sorry, I'm just kind of ranting and raving, and I'm, you know, digressing. I apologize. So my point is, I get over to the customer early in the morning the next day because I couldn't make it that day due to permits and registration. And funny thing is, I end up walking by one of the guys at the rental yard place. I'm like, good morning. You know, all cheery-go-lucky like I usually am on all the time. And he's like, really? Is it really such a good morning? And I just like, I stopped in my tracks, and then what came out of me next, I couldn't control, which I thought was pretty funny. I thought it was funny because I couldn't control it and it just kind of happened. And he's like, is it really such a good morning? As he's walking away all in a grumpy mood, 6 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute now. Hold on now. Now, I got a question for you. Don't you think it's a little bit better than pushing up fucking daisies, and, you know, 6 feet underground? I don't know about you, but it seems like a pretty damn good morning to me. Don't you agree? I'd rather be doing this than pushing up daisies. How about you? And his face, when he turned around and looked at me, had the most goofiest look, like I just slapped him across the face kind of look. And he was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. It is a pretty good morning. That means 6 feet underground. It's like, duh. Hello. You know, I mean, what are you thinking? So that was a kind of interesting experience out of that situation. I ended up talking to him some more later on. And come to find out, you know, he was a little upset because of the previous company he worked for, a mining company. They basically forced retirement him because of his age and everything, and said, hey, take the severance package, otherwise you're not getting anything, so either do it or don't, and fight it. And everybody else fought it, and he took the package, and at least he was able to go somewhere else and have a little bit of money. So we talked a little bit about that. I'm like, hey, well, at least you're here, man. You're here at this place, which is a cake situation job, what you're doing, and you have the knowledge beyond belief, way that any other of these kids have hardly any knowledge in doing some of this equipment. And at least you're going to be able to teach them. You know, you'll be able to teach them stuff that they don't know. And they, you know, from years of experience from the mine, you'll be able to turn around and enlighten them. I'm like, hey, you know, try this instead. This usually ends up being the, you know, A, B, and C option. Go with C if A and B are not working kind of situation. He's like, yeah, I kind of am teaching these kids. And sometimes they don't listen. I said, well, yeah, that's why you got to take that monkey wrench and slap them upside the head. No, not literally, but, you know, figuratively, and, you know, teach them what they need to know, basically. Now, so what I'm going to talk about, per se, is not anything of pointing fingers or turning around and going, well, he said, she said, thee said, that said, da 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 da. No, I'm not playing that game. No, we're not going to do that. But I will state the facts. So, as of right now, at this moment in present time, I'm doing an episode here from the Starship with great studio quality, which I'm very glad about because, you know, being on the road, I don't know if you guys noticed, I was always doing some of the episodes behind the wheel while driving down the highway. When I had an internet connection, when I could. Other times it was very, very difficult and I couldn't do it. And so being able to sit here and record an episode is like, thank you. It's stupid, but hey, you know what? This is my world right now, so welcome. And glad you're here. Anyhow, so I don't know any of you that may have known, the ones that are across the world that may not know. I had, and some of you that do know that are here and you do listen to the show, some of you know, some of you don't know. And cool, thank you. We started up a company, but it really wasn't we. It was more like I kind of drove as an employee. And, you know, realizing that I was supposedly an employee, that was kind of hard to take when you bring on customers and you bring on other contacts and other connections. It's a little hard to be considered an employee. But apparently a lot of people had said, hey, yeah, dude. And I'm, you know, being hard-headed. I'm very hard-headed, right? Yeah, because I'm an Aries. I'm hard-headed. I don't really, you know, take kindly to a lot of things, and I don't really listen to a lot of things because I'm hard-headed. Can't help it. Because I have a passion of things, and when I have a passion of things, I go full force and don't stop. And so we started up a company and got things going, and it took a long time to go. It took months and months and months and months to establish a DOT, establish a MC number, establish the right proper insurance information, the right type of insurance to be able to haul certain types of equipment. I was an equipment driver. I hauled equipment. That's what my specialty is, being able to move and transport equipment. I've been doing that for several years, and it's one of my most favorite things to do. The downside about it is when the truck itself is only registered to the state of California, trying to be able to make money elsewhere out of the state and jeopardizing my license, mind you, when driving the truck, because it is my responsibility as the truck driver to have the proper registration. It's not, you know, necessarily the company's registration, but it is my responsibility because I'm the one that's supposed to sit there and go, no, you can't drive in that state, can't drive in that location because you don't have the proper certifications. And so you have to get permits, and that gets costly very, very fast when you get permits. And what's crazy is the fact that right here towards the end, before it came crumbling, crashing down, was the fact that I ended up getting 6 other customers on board to be able to start hauling equipment for, only to get the notification that it's done and over. And it was like, are you kidding me? Work your ass off all the way up to this point just to call it quits. That sucks. And I understand, you know, in whatever purpose of reasoning or rhyme behind whatever it is I did, apparently there was a lot of people I ended up communicating with while being out on the road and different locations of being where I was at. So whatever the purpose was, it must have been fulfilled. So therefore now I venture on to another journey once again. And it's like, okay, where am I going now? Let's see where I go. You know, what person or services will this end up bringing me to? You know, and it's, hey, that's fine, whatever. It is what it is. That's how it is. You know, you go from one thing to the next to the next. And it's kind of hard to make, you know, communications right now because of the fact no cell phone signal. So I can't really make contact. You have to send smoke signals to me. You gotta go outside and get the sage going and get the fire pit going and then start sending smoke signals. And I'll catch it, you know, but it may not be right now, but I'll see the signals a little bit later down the road. And then I'm going to have to get the telegraph out, and I'm going to have to... Oh, my God. Yeah. So, anyhow, I'm sorry. I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but yeah, that's just, this is where it's at, you know? This is what I'm doing. So, hey, on the good positive note, something that's very, very cool is I said I was going to get my Interstellar Frequency merchandise store up and running. Holy crap. God, that sucked. I mean, to really, really get the merchandise out there and then put on a storefront just so that way you guys are interested, if you're interested in buying merchandise from this Interstellar Frequency thing. It's like, hey, I want to buy a blanket. I want to buy a mouse pad. I want to buy a coffee cup or a t-shirt or sweatshirt. Hey, I found a sweatshirt, though, that was really cool. I did a full print sweatshirt. I love it. It's awesome. It's like full on print of the logo of the stars and on Andromeda Galaxy, all the way across the front, all the way across the back, all the way down the arms. It's fully covered. And, you know, then it's got the IF on the back and on the sides and stuff like that. But it fully wraps around the whole entire sweatshirt. Now, this type of printing, I feel bad for the printing location because, like, this is all over the whole entire freaking sweatshirt. I can't wait to buy it. I really can't wait to buy it. But the price, oh my God. The price is like $50, which makes sense. Okay, $50, I think that was for a small. $50 for a small, and I think closer to like almost $60 for an extra large or something. And it makes sense that they're charging that much because of the fact that it's a full print, you know, sweatshirt all the way down the sleeves even. So like where can you get a full print like that? That's so of course it's going to be expensive. It's not a hoodie. It's just a regular sweatshirt, not a hoodie. I couldn't find a hoodie that would be a full print hoodie. I'm pretty sure I could find one, but I didn't want to waste time or energy on that. I'll have to try to do that a little bit later or something. So I was talking with some people and they're like, yeah, you know, doing a full Interstellar Frequency sweatshirt with the whole entire graphic all the way around the whole thing would be so awesome. It's like, yeah, you know what? That would be kind of cool. A whole entire star system all over the whole entire sweatshirt. So I found it. I got it. It's there. It's on the store. And then I've got like the mouse pad deal and the coffee mug. And my wife, mind you, my wife was like, you know what? I want the plush blanket. So get the Interstellar Frequency plush blanket. I want to be able to use that as like the throw blanket on the couch or something. I'm like, oh, okay. So I did two blankets. One not so much, not so expensive. The other one has like some kind of fleece or something underneath. So it's very warm, apparently. And that one, that sucker is like $60 too. And one of them, I don't know which one it was, but one of them has different sizes to the blanket. So you can order it in different sizes. And that is expensive on the plush blanket. And the other thing that she came up with, I was shocked about it. She's like, you know what? You need to do a bumper sticker. I'm like, really? A bumper sticker? Oh, okay. A bumper sticker. That's different. So she wanted me to do a bumper sticker. So it says Interstellar Frequency on it. And I can only imagine, like, people see this and they're like, what the hell is that? What's this Interstellar Frequency? Oh, you know, it's just this random dude over here talking about some random nonsense. Is it really random nonsense? Or is it life experiences? Or is it divine intervention? I don't know. You decide. You know, there's different stuff there. So, yeah. So, all in all, I found out as I was trying to do the storefront, I didn't realize that the website that I have, I didn't realize that the different the integration of the website that I have has the storefront on it where you can go to the website, look at the store, see the items. When you click on one of the items in the store, it will automatically transfer you to the storefront that I have, that I had to set up from Etsy, I guess is what it's called, E-T-S-Y, Etsy. They were the only ones that I could find that I could use as a storefront to be able to link the shop to, because I had the shop, the printing shop, to be able to have the orders fulfilled. And that's all interlinked with itself. Thank God for technology. Oh my God. Can you imagine me sitting behind, you know, the house over here, behind the house, in the house, you know, trying to turn the air conditioner up to like 72 degrees, sitting there sweating away, trying to wrap up all these different packages and wrap up all these different products and stuff just to send them out and stuff. No, no, no. If I had to do that, I wouldn't do it. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Thank you. Maybe if I hit my own printing press or something, but I don't have that. Anyhow, I was able to get this all set up in a way where once ordered from the site, I have to go and purchase the item from the print producer and then ship it from the print producer to the customer or consumer or whoever you are that would buy it. So I have never done this yet, and I don't really know how to do this. So this is going to be very interesting, that if a bunch of people get on there and start buying a bunch of merchandise from Interstellar Frequency, then I'd have to start creating a bunch of more stuff on top of it, which is fine. There's plenty of stuff to create more merch out of, which is awesome. It's just going to be a learning experience, I think, for me, because I've never had to do that before, and this would be my first time doing that. So I'm guessing the way it works is that they go to the site, or, you know, my site, and they click on, you know, interstellarfrequency.info, go to the store, click on that, and then you find the item, whatever it is that you like, and then you get transferred. A new link opens up to Etsy, the storefront, which has all the items in there as well. And it has my logo. So by the way, if you see my logo, remember this. My logo. If you see my logo, that's me. If you don't see the logo and somebody else is portraying that they're me or Interstellar Frequency, that's not me. So just so you know, I mean, you know, I've got myself plastered everywhere for Interstellar Frequency. I'm trying to lock it down in all different angles of the jangles of the internet, and I think I've succeeded that. On the other hand, the P.O. box that I have has been obsolete, and they've deleted me at the moment until I end up getting the bill paid for the P.O. box, and then I get the P.O. box back. So, other than that, the P.O. box is gone for right now, but will come back later. And once the item is purchased, then I'm able to go to the production and get the production going on the item being purchased to whoever purchased the item. So this is going to be a learning experience for both of us, for anybody that does purchase anything. And mind you, for those listeners that are on the other side of the world that are listening to the show, thank you so much. I'm truly grateful. I cannot believe how far this interstellar frequency has reached across the globe. It's like, wow, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, the numbers are, it's not like, you know, numbers of play or anything like that. It's just like numbers of actual interactions of different social, not really social sites, but how do I describe this? Different logins or there, I don't see them as counted as plays really, because they can't really count all the different apps. I mean, they can count the plays kind of, but not really. So if anybody is listening on the other side of the world, like India, Russia, China, there's so many over there, And so much of the percentage is actually showing up on Spotify. It's like, wow, no shit. That's so cool. Thank you for listening to this show. You know, I'm truly grateful. Now, mind you, for the audience that is on the other side of the world, if you do happen to purchase a, you know, something from the store as merchandise, I am truly, truly grateful. Number one. Number two, I have never in my life, never in my life ever done international shipping. So I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. I'm pretty sure that the store, or not the store, the production location that does the merchandise is able to ship internationally. So, mind you, if you do end up purchasing something, please do the due diligence and find out if it can be shipped over there, or I'll have to look for you or something and try to figure out how I can figure out a way to get the shipment overseas. I'm pretty sure it's possible. I just got to look into it in some form of way. That would be cool. Now, if anything, if you do want to help out in any form of way, instead of purchasing something and you don't really want to purchase something, there is a link there in the show that's, I think it's called Donations, which you can go there to my PayPal or whatever link. There's a couple different links there that you're able to purchase, like a one-time donation or an ongoing donation to help with this show going. And I'm much, much, much appreciated. That's nice if you do. So I'm giving you a thanks ahead of schedule. So thank you. That is one way you'd be able to help out. If I can, some form of way, I will do what I can. If you do end up donating of whatever the item is that you're interested in, and if I absolutely have to, I will figure out a way to get your contact information, get what I can from you, and the item that you're interested in getting, I will try to get the item to me. From me, I will try to get it to you, which may take a little time, but it will be a possibility to go that route as well. I don't know. Like I said, this is my first time, so I'm very new to that. You know, I don't know anything about this, but this is definitely new. So that's what I'm really excited about. It's like, I got the merchandise store. That's so cool. So cool. My wife is already like, yeah, get me the blanket. I want the blanket. I want the coffee mug. I want that and I want this. And it's like, you need to slow your roll here for a minute, okay? I can't do that yet. So, yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to tell you guys about. And, you know, I'll get some more episodes coming. You know, there's still a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about. It may be a little bit easier at the moment that I'm home, so I can talk a little more. So, again, if you ever do want to contact me, call the number. The number is still there. It's never changed. 760-440-8131. Again, 760-440-8131. Ring me up. I may not be able to answer at that moment in time because it's, you know, it's the total networking thing where it's not like a regular phone call. It's kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. It's internet, you know? It's not your normal phone thing. So it's not like you can just ring me up and I answer. I, you know, sometimes I might be lucky enough to answer, sometimes not. And if you leave me a message, I'll call you back. So, or play it on the show if you want me to. Anyhow, thank you much, guys. Thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for listening to my show. Oh, and by the way, I ended up putting up a subscription for some of the episodes that are on Spotify, for those of you that listen to Spotify, I think there's about 10 episodes on there. So it's about like $10 for like 10 episodes on there that are, you know, kind of behind the wall deal. And I'll have some other content that I'm going to put up. And I'm going to be putting that up on DS5 for sure on the Patreon side. So I'm going to do a lot of stuff with the family behind that location where you guys will be able to hear and see behind the scenes stuff and see the family and stuff. So, yeah. Thank you much. I appreciate it. Until next time.
Frequency. End of transmission. Studio.